Well, you're certainly allowed to apply casual attire when climbing into a sailing boat. So my next guest gets a free pass on that one. A little over a week from now, local sailors are going to be taking part in a world record attempt at Ritfley in the Table Bay Nature Reserve. And there's actually still time for you to join in the fun if you'd like to, either as a competitor or as a volunteer. We'll give you more information on that in a couple of minutes' time. But first, the background. This event is called the MAC 24-Hour Challenge. MAC standing for Milnerton Aquatic Club. It's based at the Flay. It's a space for water sports people of all varieties to come and have fun. Sailors in every discipline you can imagine. Boats of every shape and size, from the oppies to the windsurfers and everything in between, come to Ritfley to practice. And next weekend, they'll be doing more than just practicing, because there is a dinghy challenge happening in an attempt to set a world record. Mark Algra is on the line to tell us more about this event. Mark, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Yeah, hi, Pippa. Thanks, man. Yeah,
good to chat to you. For those who don't know MAC, maybe we should just start a little bit with a little bit more about the club and its facilities before we talk about what's happening next weekend. Can you tell us a bit more?
Yes, yeah. So MAC is sort of based at Ritfley. It's on the West Coast Road. So as you go, come into Table View on the right-hand side. And it's a Flay and a nature reserve. And then, you know, any water sport, you know, cater for any water sport. So from windsurfing, canoeing, sort of sailing, boating, any sort of water sport discipline, you can do at MAC. And the club's been around since the mid-70s and well established. And yeah, and then, you know, sort of I'm part of the dinghy sailing crowd there. And okay. Then we have an annual MAC 24-hour event, which was started in 1998. So we've been going for quite a while.
Okay, and, what's unusual about this, Mark, is that I believe we're one of only two countries in the whole world who undertake this particular kind of challenge. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, so we at MAC wanted to do an endurance. There were a whole lot of us sailors who wanted to do an endurance event, and we wanted to sort of, you know, do sort of a world record attempt. And we were all sailing lasers at the time, and there was nothing available. So we looked up on the Guinness Book, and the only boats that were available was there was something sort of an Enterprise dinghy, which is a two-man dinghy. So West Lancashire Yacht Club they started in 1967. Mm-hmm. And so we thought, well, let's copy what they're doing, and that's how it started. So, you know, that's the sort of the history of it.
Okay, and, from 1998 onwards, you've undertaken the same challenge, and every year it's a world record attempt, because every year the question is, can we go a little bit further? Mark, won't you explain what the 24-hour challenge actually involves, please?
Yeah, so look, it's an endurance event, and it's a fun event. So what we do is we have different dinghies, and they are two-man dinghies, and then also the Sea Scouts take part, and they sail three up in a boat. And what we do is we have about 12 people in a crew, mm-hmm. and we sail for about 2 hours flat out, and then we swap over. There is a little changeover beach where the boats do their swap overs, and that's very, from a spectator point of view, that's lovely, because a lot of the boats come unstuck there, mm-hmm. and they're quick or they're slow, or, you know, you have a whole congregation of boats, crews swapping over at the same time. So there's a lot of action going on there. But the idea is that you want to keep your boat going around the course for 24 hours as quickly as you can. And you can swap your crews depending on the wind conditions. So if you've got light, you've got, let's say, 12 crew, you want to pick sort of three lightweight guys, three medium, three heavy, and then maybe three extra heavy. Hmm. So depending on the wind, you can, you know, chop and change your crew. But the main aim is to keep the boat going as fast as possible.
Mark, when you say things come unstuck on the beach, that's mainly human-driven, but if somebody has a boat failure, a sail failure, or something breaks in the rigging, for example, are they allowed to pull over and have repairs done, or are they out the race?
No, definitely. You can repair it. So we've got a repair area as well. Okay. So basically, you pull into the repair area, and all the teams, we normally take spares, you know, sort of, you've got to have spares with you, because, you know, you do have breakages. Okay. So you need drills, you know, drilling machine, pop rivet guns, extra sails, extra centerboard. It's quite an involved thing. And then also just to point out that we are actually currently the world record holders. I don't know if the listeners know that.
Okay, and what is the record, Mark? How far has somebody sailed in that 24-hour period?
So the UK, I mean, we struggled, eh? We really sickled, and the closest we ever got was in about a team in 2000. They did about 207, let's say, kilometers. And then the last one that we did was 2022, and the conditions were perfect. Strong southeaster, and we had a crew, and they sort of broke 222 kilometers.
Okay.
And so the UK had held on to the record. I mean, the only time we really came close to them was in the year, you know, 2000, and then in 2023 we broke the record. So yeah, so South Africa is the current world record holder.
Okay.
So what are we doing on Saturday? We're trying to break that record now. Yeah.
So the aim is to go further. Okay, what are your wind conditions looking like for Saturday, Mark? Because you must be the only people in Cape Town who love it when there's a strong southeaster in the forecast. How do conditions look like they might be?
Yes, no, so it's still quite a way away.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I must admit, I haven't had a look yet. But hopefully, because it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. If the conditions are like it's normally, we'd have a, you know, afternoon southeaster, and then for us to break the record, the southeaster needs to go right through the night.
Okay.
And then just very interestingly, we started the last time when we broke the record, there were 25 boats that started, and then by 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and the southeaster just picked up and picked up and picked up, and then there were breakages and boats just fell out, and it ended up with just five of us carrying on sailing around the course.
Sure.
And those five teams carried on. And we were all tired. And then they said, yeah, well, we might just, you know, call it, can it, and, you know, stop. And then quite an interesting story. The one guy who was from the previous event, he came and he said, no, you carry on sailing because you're on track for the record.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right.
He was right.
So we sailed right through the night.
Okay, so you've got to be prepared to sail through the night and make a full 24-hour session of it, although you won't personally be on the water for all of that time. Obviously,
no.
You're working in shifts. But Mark, what sort of age of sailors take part? Do you see teams with youngsters competing alongside adults, or is it quite a sort of adult, professionally driven endeavor?
No. Okay, so this year we've got a, over and above the 24-hour, we've got a 12-hour event.
Okay.
Which is suited to the youngsters. Mac also runs a very powerful little junior sail training program, and we've got two teams. So we've got about 20 junior sailors sailing oppies.
Okay.
So they'll start at 12 noon. So the race starts at 12 noon. They will stop at 6 o'clock, and then they will come back on the water at 6 o'clock in the morning and finish with the main fleet at 12 noon on the Sunday. So, but the age group is right from 6-7 years old right up to my age.
No, which we won't share for the record.
Okay.
Mark, well, look, I hope it's going to be a lot of fun, more importantly than setting the record. I really hope everyone's going to have an amazing time. You do still have space for more teams to enter, and I believe you also would love to have a couple more hands on deck as volunteers. Is that correct?
Yep, that's exactly the story. Yeah. So if people want to come down, it's very festive. We've got, even if they want to volunteer, I mean, we'd love that. We need some counters because obviously we've got a bridge and then the boats go past and you need to count them. You manually count them. And then we have got computer backup and everything, but still the boats have to be manually counted. So we've got that. So we need counting people. And then we need a little bit of help also with the rescue boats. So if people want to come down and help for that, they can also just slot in for an hour or two. And then the main thing is if anybody's got a boat or they've got a team that they want to put together, there's still time. They can get hold of a Mac sailing office and they can get hold of myself and any of the other guys on the committee. And, they're more than welcome. And the public are more than welcome to come down. Please come down and support. And there is going to be music as well, I think from 5 until 8 on the Saturday. And it's just a very, very, very festive event. So everybody's welcome. Please come down. If you're a little bit interested in sailing or you want to find out about sailing, this is the place to be.
Mark, thanks so much for the update. It's next weekend. Do bear that in mind, from Saturday right the way through till Sunday. Mark, last thing then, is there a website or Facebook page where we can direct listeners for more info?
Yes, they can just go straight on to, if they just go sort of Mac 24-hour challenge, that's the easiest.
Just Google
put that in the search. Okay. Yeah, just Google that and there you go. Yeah.
Mark Algra, thank you so much. Speaking to us there about Milnerton Aquatic Club's 24-hour dinghy challenge happening next weekend. Just Google MAC 24-hour challenge for more info. And just while we're talking endurance sport, let me take the opportunity to say congratulations to our motivational guru, Erica Tablanche. She and her friends completed their epic challenge last weekend. Remember, we told you they were going to be doing a Robben Island swim, followed by the cycle tour, followed by the 13 Peaks challenge, back-to-back, uninterrupted. They did it, and in doing so, they raised nearly R1 million for the nonprofit Calling Education. Congratulations, Erica. We're so proud of you.